Let's see.
And why?
Describe anomalies as they describe the areas they land in when they reverse.
Oh, well, you mean in the retrieval aspect?
Yeah, that could be used. Yeah, the retrieval.
Okay,
yeah.
So once you obsolescent and retrieve it, then your juxtaposed position is shifted. So that it's not an anomaly or anomalous then, because you've caught up to the obsolescent retrieval spectrum that you are gauging the tetrad from. So once you move beyond the border of your, quote, mystery landscape, it's no longer mysterious. Well, once you're in that foreign land, as it were, then your periphery is shifted and changed. So as something is obsolescent, and then in its retrieval, you notice that it's shifted and changed. Well, it may not have changed. You may have changed. So therefore, its retrieval can then be the essence or the sustenance of your travail, could absolutely be the orgasmic, enlightened position that you had longed and hoped for all along.
Excellent. So
an anomaly can flip into normalcy.
In a socio-perceptive environment.
A socio-perceptive environment.
No, proceptive.
Proceptive. Perception versus perception. That would be making rather than matching?
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd never notice the obsolescence and retrieval.
Exactly. If anybody ever wants to look it up, just Google McLuhan and Tetrad.
Just blow your brains out now and save yourself the problem.
That's what most things reverse into, suicide.
And you don't even have to call the SWAT team. Do it yourself.
No.
Yeah, it's like Delta Airlines. It'll get you there, but where?
Yeah, so look up McLuhan.